house, lady.
You are compelled to listen.
Oh, no, don't start with it. See, you think it's the devil's tongue, and you think it's a joke, but
you
it's
are
real.
Compelled.
You will listen. Yeah, will you just cut it out and talk normal?
You will listen to
please,
me.
Then you're on a
every
down.
Chance you get.
You
every
minute.
You will keep your radio and you will turn the volume up even
you
higher.
It's a big joke, but you're tearing down the foundations of our nation.
The entire foundation
very funny.
Around
very
our
funny.
Ears.
Hello. Good morning and good evening, wherever you are. Thank you for tuning in. This is the Retro Hardcore Radio Show right here on RBN, and I am your host, V. I'm joined by my co-host, the Man Wonder, the Sentinel, Will Turbot himself from The Man of Truth. How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. You know, it fluctuates between whether the liberals piss me off or the Trump people, but the Trump people are pissing me off today. You know, sometimes it could be Christians, sometimes it could be Muslims. You know, it fluctuates between who pisses me off the most on a nightly basis. Oh, man, these Trump people are super annoying. My God, they really, even when you show them evidence, they're just as blind as everybody else, man. I had some hope for the Trump people at first, but then they... Because they were talking about some good stuff, you know? They were talking about some good stuff at first, but...
Jeez. Will, it's real Mike fake news. Just want to say, did you see me on Reddit today or yesterday? It sounds like you did.
No.
I was a little worried. I'm like, people are, you know, they think I'm a Trumpian or whatever. I don't know. We'll have to get into that.
What are you doing on Reddit? What are you doing on Reddit?
That's not what I'm
Reddit? Know. Hey, I'm all over Reddit, dude. Massad Mike. Just put a little post up on the unpopular opinion and had to defend myself for like 24 hours. You know, you put a post up, people are like, "Oh, you suck." And I'm like, "Yeah, I suck." And then, you know, 5 hours later, they're like, all right, bye. No, these people are just, they're coming back, like, literally 16 hours later, and I'm a little upset because I like to, you know, I like to show up for my people, but my God, what is happening with these people? I don't really know. Whatever. I was just wondering if you had seen my post. Apparently... Obviously, we're not on Reddit, folks. TLBtalk.com. 9/11, 9/11, 9/11. Biden, and George Bush. George H.W. No, George W. 1,000 points of light.
Yeah, well. Yeah. Reddit. Reddit's not good for anything except for talking about your foot fetish.
What? hey, I just try to defend my people. Just, me and you, V, we'll be there. Me, you, and Will, we'll be there, dude.
I'm there, man. I wanted to weed people out, so I made some anti-liberal posts on TLB Talk. I wanted to just make sure. Then I made some anti-Trump posts, and then I made some anti-Confederate posts. But I did make a post saying, "Hey, is anybody out there still support Trump? If so, why?" I haven't found one person, literally, and I've been doing this for years now, that can give me three accomplishments, legitimate accomplishments that Trump had. So I wanted to everybody, and then the funny thing is when they were like, people start, like if I start messaging or, you know, make a post against Trump, they'd be like, "Oh man, you Biden lovers." I was like, I've confronted Joe Biden to his face. I called him a pervert. I told him to get your hands off women and children. I told him to stop groping children 4 times to his face.
Wait. Who? The Smelltron 2000?
Yeah, so it's so funny how... It's just sad. I honestly thought that that the age of Trump would have woke more people up, but I think it kind of put a lot more people back to sleep. But that's why V's here. That's why I'm here. That's why the real Mike is here. That's why fake Mike is here. That's right, why we got to do what we got to do.
All right, real Mike, 1 second, 20 seconds, dude. Yeah. Trump bombs. Airplane. He bombs airfields and no one dies. Love it, dude. Unfortunately, Biden doesn't bomb airfields and people are clinging to cargo transports and falling to their death. Best I can do to, you know, try to.
Oh, you know, I read about that.
Yeah, it's terrible.
I believe he said Rosie O'Donnell protected the enemy with a shield of fat from her stomach or something like that.
Ow! That would be nice, dude. If Rosie would show up, she has no followers. I mean, she's essentially like who's the other one? Roseanne.
Uh huh.
That's all we got, dude. I'm sorry. But just, you know, for the record, there are some people out there. They may only get like 10 likes, maybe like 50 retweets, but they're doing their best. It's rough.
Well, I don't want to knock our girl Roseanne. You know, she came out about the MK Ultra.
I'll give you Hollywood actresses. Well, not only that, Roseanne also has spoke out about a number of things. All the way back to 9/11 truth, as a matter of fact, a litany of things she's spoken out against. And interestingly enough, this was a blip for like about one day, but I really wish people would go back and look this up if it's still available online whatsoever. Roseanne was fired by ABC Disney. She was fired by ABC Disney because she said something that wasn't politically correct. And so was James Gunn, the guy that did Guardians of the Galaxy, who deleted, or at least tried to delete, but you can't delete anything from the internet, over 10,000 pedophilic tweets. They rehired James Gunn to work for Disney and do another kid movie, and even what the hell is that girl's name that plays the alien, and Chris Pratt and Batista, they're all like, please give James Gunn his job back. I don't care if he makes jokes about being a pedophile. We want him to be around more kids. We want him to make a kids movie. And so Disney rehires James Gunn, leaves Roseanne to the ashes. But something really good came out of this. Roseanne's son made a YouTube video reading all of James Gunn's, not all, but because it's impossible to read them all, probably. That would be a live docuseries for months. But he read all the tweets, a lot of the tweets. And you guys should look at that video. By the way, James Gunn is still hired. So it's time to get him fired again.
Yeah. Meanwhile, we have Gina Carano, the sexiest woman alive, fired by Disney for her mentioning something that actually happened with the Jews.
Yeah. And whatever happened to the girl from Black Panther? She questioned vaccines. I wonder if she's still going to be a part of the next movie. And from time to time, you will see these celebrities. And we were talking about a little bit about this, well, a lot about this last night. But from time to time, you will see some of these celebrities pop out with something. Paris Hilton came out with something, saying something recently. I know a few years back, one of the Kardashians or one of the girls that's like a Kardashian cousin. I don't know how that all works. She said something about chemtrails, had a whole bunch of people looking up chemtrails. You know what I'm saying? So there are a few people that are, you know, we'll drop some bombs in there every once in a while, but I wish they would stay dedicated to do it. We need a new Muhammad Ali celebrity out there. And, you know, that's a whole nother rabbit hole. I've never went down. I've heard some people say that that he didn't just develop that. So it's interesting either way, but regardless, we definitely need more people making statements. Now there's a lot of people that, you know, they'll just follow a trend, they'll take a knee or whatever, which is not really effective, but that's cool. That's, you know, it's better than nothing. But we need some Muhammad Ali type entertainers athletes and actors, and then we won't be in the problem that we are, because we'd have all the football guys. They would be they would be up in arms.
Well, that would be nice, but it's not like back in the day where, okay, well, we're going to put you in jail, you know, take your time away. These days, they're just going to kill you.
I must be the greatest. I took up the world.
Yeah, yeah. Imagine today. Yeah, you just find Muhammad Ali just dead somewhere. Just oh, it's just heart attack. You know.
Well,
how CIA does.
Yeah, I mean they've silenced many, many people on record. It wouldn't surprise me one bit if they had something in that. I mean, how powerful would it be if we had somebody like that? But we don't get people like that anymore. They're the gatekeepers prevent people like that from getting there. So we get these false heroes, these Edward Bernays heroes presented to us. And there's no substance behind any of it. And that's part of the conditioning. That's part of the brainwashing. And that's why it's so effective. And there's so many. I mean, how many damn players are in the NFL right now? I don't know. How many? There's got to be like a few thousand people, I'm guessing, in the NFL. One of those mother has to know something. You know, somebody in the NBA has to know something. I mean, maybe.
I told you, all of my critics, that I was the greatest of all time.
He was the courageous.
I mean, Yemeni, ain't no Iraqi, and fill in the blank for all the other places we're occupying, ever call me Wigger, right? For real, like, I mean, it's truly sad. I mean, and people still, and that goes back to the Trump thing, too. We got all these damn false heroes, and people, they manipulated the idea, like, oh, Trump's going to be against the deep state, we're going to have him say these key things, key phrases, and we're not going to get, after what Ross Perot did in 91 and 92, there was no way in hell the establishment would let a third party candidate in, and they haven't, a legitimate one. There's been
in the world, but sometime he won by just that much.
Mike's on fire today. All right. Well, you know. Uh-oh. I think we lost Will.
No, I'm here.
Right. Oh, okay.
We're good. We got the guest, too. let's go to the guest.
Well, I was going to say, there's a phrase. You know, you brought something up there. There's a phrase. Vinnie Paz, you know, he said, why would I go to another land and kill a man and his wife? Why would I go and kill a man who has no idea what abandonment's like?
Box cut a pazzy!
You know?
I got a little more.
Won by just that much. And the old champion is just one who can come out at the last minute and close the show. As I say, the star closes the show.
There you go.
Let's go.
All right,
open the show.
Hey, I want some of what you got, Mike. What you? Well, we'll talk behind the scenes.
We'll talk about that later. We'll talk about that.
Yeah. All right. Anyhow, yes. I do believe we have a guest. Without further ado. I don't have complete information on him. Well, what's Tony's last name?
I don't know if he wants to give that up. It's up to him. He's Tony from News Now Mass, Tony. I would definitely if he wants
say
to.
Say it one more time.
It's Tony from News Now Massachusetts.
Okay, let's bring him on.
Tony, you there with us, brother?
Yes, I'm here, brother. I want to start off by saying awesome. Thank you. Thank you for having me on here. I really appreciate it.
Well, it's my pleasure.
Yes,
this is absolutely. I mean, V's the man, and this is a source for freedom of speech for everyone. I mean, this is a great place because I can say whatever I want on here. We're on YouTube. I have to use code words. And it's a great platform, and I want to apologize to you because we've been talking back and forth for a little bit, but I'm a busy Mother Hubbard, and it takes me a while to get to things. So I've heard pieces and bits and pieces, but I know V doesn't know anything. I know our audience doesn't know anything yet. But from what I understand, you're an auditor, you're a targeted individual, and you also know one of the friends of the show here. So before we get into your story and what's going on now, tell people a little bit about yourself and how you got involved in activism.
All right, so pretty much, you know, when I moved to Massachusetts in 2010, I started getting into, like, you know, the whole public filming and just being for all the, you know, civil rights and just fighting for freedom, you know, and I'm all for transparency and just you know, it was just something that I always had a passion for. And just respecting all the other auditors as well, you know, for fighting for freedom. So, definitely.
Now, sorry to interrupt, but in 2010, I mean, that's well before a lot of people were doing this. What got you into even doing that in the first place? Like, what, I mean, were you always somebody that had, like, woke parents, or what took you down that rabbit hole?
So I'm originally from New York, but, you know, I got harassed a lot here. You know, that just made me want to film the police more and just get really more into, like, you know, civil rights and activists and all that, and just filming government officials in general and just holding them accountable and whatnot. And, so that just got me into it, just there, just being harassed and
what was the reason for the harassment?
You know, in New York, a lot of it was more, you know, just, they're dirty. They're very corrupted here. You know, there's one time that, you know, they almost set me up and, you know, almost threw drugs on me. I mean, it goes very deep with the police department. And as far as Massachusetts as well. So, I mean, it's just, what other way to put it?
Okay. Do you think it's racially motivated? I mean, there's genesis with it somewhere. I mean, did you say something wrong to the wrong cop one day? Is it racial? Is it? I mean, what do you think was the catalyst?
I think as far as in Massachusetts, I think what set it off. I'll go into, like, I'll give you a little backstory. I used to own an old cop car, so that kind of really. That kind of really set them off.
Okay, a cop car. Well, you know what? Let's have that as a teaser, because I know many stories that start off that way, with owning an old cop car. We're going to be taking a quick break here very soon. I want to remind everybody that, you know, the show is brought to you by TLBTalk.com. That's right, TLBTalk.com. Join my social network. TLBTalk.com, make yourself a profile. You'll find people just like us there and telling our stories and actually being able to have free speech without being swatted down. We are proud to host anybody and any of their opinions, so long as that you are not breaking the law. You know, unfortunately, we're still all subject to that, so. Remember, no human trafficking, no drugs, no guns, and you should be good. You know, it's common sense sort of thing. But anyhow, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll come back for our short segment, and then we'll have another break, and then we'll come back for our long segment to hear more about our guest. Stay tuned.
Thank you. Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Kosher-tified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
What y'all riffing about? Hang them like they did in the South. Dead with your in your mouth. Now what this is about? Was niggas sleeping like I won't slip in your house.
Come on now.
And put my in your till you get home. I lamp like I'm part of your couch. Yeah, sit on me. That's when I'ma squeeze 50 pretty swiftly. Till them coppers come and get me. Try to tell us coward is real. Acting like I can't get through that slow-man shit. I'm a veteran. I take levers and firms. Safe cracker. Move from New York to Jersey. Still send kites with birds. Nothing's heard. Feds wanna tap my words. Take vehicles off curves. Tools off her. Jewels off all you nerves. You swerve. I splurge with all y'all riches. Coming to junk. Blind all y'all bitches. Give respect, cause respect is due. Keep frontin', and I'ma put the tech to you.
Dame espacio. Dame espacio.
Can I get a minute to breathe?
Dame espacio.
That means give me space.
Dame espacio.
That's right. This is the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. Yeah, this T.I. has made them back up. Give me some space. Yeah, these feds be crawling out the windows. Get away from me now. I love it. Anyhow, I did not get a chance to talk about the feds I had called a few days ago. We'll talk about that probably at the end of the show if we have time. But currently, we have our guest, Tony, here with us. And yeah, we're going to have to tease the audience again here, but starting off with your story, your targeting began with you driving a retired police car. Go ahead.
And also a mixture of, you know, auditing and filming the police. So That has a lot to do.
Okay, go ahead.
And the police, that just put a bullseye on my back. And then just from there, I just started noticing, you know, the harassment and being followed or whatnot. And it just
what kind
all
of harassment?
From there.
Who was following you? And was that the impetus for you to go up and leave New York for Boston or for Mass? Like, what kind of tactics were you noticing?
When I left New York in 2010, I mean, my targeting wasn't so extreme, I want to say, as far as what it is now. As far as I know it started in 2010, but I think I didn't really catch on until like the last 5 years is when I really started to know things were bizarre, the following, just weird things were happening. I just knew that it just wasn't right.
And do you think that these people were ultimately, was this at the behest of the police because you're being a rabble-rouser and you're sticking up for your rights, or do you think possibly somebody else was behind this?
As far as I think that and a mixture, because I was told that, you know, the local police are able to actually flag anybody on a FISA list through the FISA court. So as far as I know, they don't really need a lot of evidence as far as to really target people. But I think a lot of auditors are now starting to notice, being a TI and noticing that they're being followed by, organized colored vehicles and whatnot. So I think it really definitely has a lot to do with auditing. I would say definitely hands down, number one would be a reason for a cop to want to really retaliate against someone.
Well, I can tell you that for sure myself. I've had bootlicking channels try to set me up with actually even got me arrested on a totally bogus situation that I think may have been entirely contrived. The charges were ludicrous and they were ultimately dismissed. Even on when they came to get me there, the warrants, my name was spelled incorrectly, and they were tipped off by these people to come. And some of the people that host this stupid YouTube channel, they're ex-police themselves. I remember when me and Mr. America from Auditing America went to a Trump rally in Manchester, New Hampshire. We waited the entire day from like super early in the morning. They opened the doors at 4:00. We were one of the first people. We're going to be right front row. I was going to own Trump. I was going to ask him about Bilderberg, his Epstein connections, all this stuff. And we get in. We go through security, and then they say, you and you are disinvited. You have to leave right now. So, yeah, and I've been followed as well, too. I've been an activist for a while, an auditor a lot more recently. And so tell people about the cars and the harassment. What type of cars were
they? We are going to go.
Oh, yeah, we're about to go to the break. So we'll tease it again. But this is our long segment coming up after this.
Yeah.
Right. So when we come back, we could definitely talk again.
Before we go to the break, though, how can people find you? What's your channel? How can people find you?
Well, YouTube decided to censor me on following the guidelines and harassing people, even though I'm documenting weird and strange things that are happening. But that's just big tech.
So YouTube took down your channel.
Right, they terminated me and they shut down my channel.
Too.
So now I'm on Facebook.
Let's talk about that on the other side. I'm curious to know why, because my channel was also deleted. I'm very curious to hear about that. So hold tight right there, guys. And we're going to go to a quick break, and we'll be right back. I'm very interested to hear this.
Yeah, I'm very interested as well. Yes, Gus, we will be right back. So stay tuned. Don't go anywhere.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org. And click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Ready or not, here we come. Here comes trouble in the club. 11, 12, 13, pistols bigger than 16s. How the f*** we sneak in with this many years in our jeans? Nina, two Ninas, a piece, they don't even see us. Pops off, we squeeze each one, they're gonna think it's machine guns. Vandals, for vandals, bananas and no flannels. Hands around our co-handles, hold them like only candles. So bananas, go bananas, banana, fan of bananas. We'll come back, oh bananas, banana clips, loaded managers, bouncers, and a club owners. The motherfuckers don't want us to come up from rushing the club and run up in it with a bunch of motherfuckers. For onion, steady popping them onions. Ready, set to go, nut up, prepare to tear the whole club up. Fixing to get this and just itching to choke someone up. You know we finna love when we mix coke with coke and I rum up. So yeah, yeah, oh what up, see my people post it up. See you talk that whole shit now, when you're down they won't get up. And can't sit up, you're so split up, the ambulance won't slow you up. They just throw you up in the truck once they tag your big toe up. Heater, no heater, automatic, nomadic. Mag or no mag, it don't matter if I have it, don't have it. You never know when I'm packing, so you just don't want no static. And open up a whole can of a bass, you don't want a chance at a risk.
Yeah. Mike, I missed a bleep on that intro. That
oh.
On that buffer.
Oh, okay. Okay. So I. Jeez, man. All right, I'll try to make a note. Get up.
Please make a note.
Make a note, dude. I'm gonna take care of the get up. The get up's gotta go. All right, but y'all enjoy yourselves.
All right, all right. Yes, well, thank you. This is the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. We are back from break. Now, I want to definitely say, wow, I have a lot of friends that have gotten harassed, okay, especially for driving a retired police car, you know, one that you can get in a in a sale, a police sale, police auction, and just, yeah, I mean, some people will try to use those undercover cop privileges. I've had friends just be, you know, rolled right through any kind of police barricades or any kind of speed traps. They're just let right along. They're allowed to speed. They're allowed to do a lot of stuff, you know. But a lot of these cops don't realize that these are retired vehicles. I know one of my friends directly got in trouble. I mean, this old, old beat-up Crown Vic. But he was using the spotlight on it, and the cop dropped on him. And he says, you know, gave him a ticket, and he said, the car is fine, just don't keep the spotlight turned down, because they all have these little lights on it. And I'm thinking to myself, they can sell these cars after they rip off these damn lights off of them. They take off the top lights. Why can't they take off that side light?
Dog, we should be able to use that light anyways. I mean, this is our money, our toys, our stuff. We should be able to go, if your car breaks down, we should be able to go pick up a cruiser and drive to work. Because that's our money. They got cars just laying there. They got these damn SWAT vehicles out here. And sorry, but yeah, I wanted to know too. Go ahead.
Well, let me finish my point.
Not forget to ask him about his channel.
Well, I was just gonna say, and so people, we need to point out that yeah, if some of these cops see you with these vehicles, they will harass you. Especially if you have used some of those privileges before. I know they'll, if you start using those little privileges, sometimes they'll just straight up arrest you and say a stolen vehicle, stolen cop car, knowing that it's not. I've seen that happen too. So I'm surprised our guest has made it through that ordeal, at least without being arrested. But yeah, go ahead.
Well, guys. I mean, I started, that was the whole point. And you know, they're reliable cars, the Crown Vic, you know, and but it, the one that I bought happened to be black and white. You know, eventually I was gonna paint it, but you know, it just didn't really matter. They still harassed me either way.
And now tell us about your YouTube channel.
So the YouTube channel got shut down, you know, because I do a lot of just vlogging, you know, because, like, you know, I'm always followed by the same people. You know, I'll see them on, like, every other corner. So it's just more a lot of the document. But, like, YouTube sent me an email. Well, at first I appealed one video because they told me that my video violated their terms.
What video? So what video was that, and why do you think it violated?
It was a video of me. I was being harassed in Holbrook, Massachusetts, in City Hall. I was sitting in City Hall, and the cop was telling me that he got a call. He was a supervisor as well. I got surrounded, and they told me that they got a call that some strange guy said, okay, well, hey, this is a parking lot. You know, and then they tried to they were going to arrest me. He told me I committed a felony, and I violated a wiretap law in Massachusetts.
Oh, you're breaking up very badly there. I didn't catch any of that. They surrounded you and said what?
Okay. One second.
Oh. All right, he's just breaking up a little bit. Let's see if we can get him.
Can you hear me now?
There you go. All right,
I had to move.
Great.
Yes.
Yeah, so what I was saying is he told me that I was going to be arrested for committing a felony in Massachusetts, a wiretap law that I didn't inform him. But I was holding my cell phone right at him. And then he asked me, well, when did you start recording, now or before? I don't remember what I said. I might have, like, because I was, like, so nervous, you know, like, I shouldn't be nervous. They're there to protect and serve, but I was nervous. And I just, as a child, I always had bad experience with police. I don't trust them. So pretty much Okay.
Yeah, cops suck. Come on, Tony. You didn't trust the police. We lost you a little bit. Come on. We all know cops suck.
You know, I'm not really anti-police. I mean, the ones that are transparent and do their job, I have the most utmost respect for them, but I just don't like the dirty ones, man.
Well, unfortunately, the entire system is corrupt. It doesn't matter. I liken the system, the establishment, as like our operating system on a computer. You can try all your best to try to fix this program, fix that program, but it's useless if the entire operating system is corrupt. You know what
it is? Great analogy.
To be honest, the following and the colors, and then sending the women wearing tie colors, purple, Libra, I mean, that doesn't bother me. What bothers me, man, is like what they're doing to me. Now I'm being
Hold
on one sec, brother. You're cutting in and out. Are you on Wi-Fi right now, bro?
Yeah.
Okay. How's your Wi-Fi? Because you're coming in and out.
And especially in the key parts of your stories, you're just blanking out.
Yeah, usually when I'm doing Wi-Fi calling. All right, let me turn the data on. I don't know if I shut the Wi-Fi, it's going to disconnect because I'm on a Wi-Fi call. If I get disconnected, can you guys call right back?
No, we got you. We got you, Tony.
We got you.
I got your phone number. Let me do that. Yeah, just go for it.
All right, let me do that now and then just call me. Sounds good. All right.
Okay.
Yeah, so... Because
it's just like every other TI that I've ever spoken to. Whenever they tell me something relevant, any part of their story that's gives any detail or actually gives color to the story,
seriously, every good part is just like getting cut off, and it's very frustrating. And so
I can really tell he's a TI. Yeah.
And I always say this, and I'm going to continue to say this: Richard Nixon supposedly talked to a man on the moon.
In
1969, and he was not a crook. And no, he was a crook. They're all crooks. JFK was a crook, but he was better than.
We lost him. We lost Tony, but just
all right. FYI. We'll call him back.
We'll get him back.
Well, maybe let's try. Maybe try the phone number. Oh, he's on Wi-Fi calling. That's what I get. Okay, gotcha. Yeah.
Yeah. We were calling him. And by the way. Okay. Richard Nixon was not a crook.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Come on.
Well, the
come
funny
on.
Thing is.
Well.
The funny thing is. Well.
There he is.
Well,
there he is. There he is. All right. He'll be right back.
Yeah. So the funny thing is, we got no connection in 2021, but these guys can have a flawless conversation there. And you know what Richard Nixon did? He had to resign. He was forced to resign. They're about to kick his butt out. He didn't resign. But meanwhile, that's just for wiretapping a few Democrats and some offices. I mean, the Watergate. I mean, now every president pretty much since him has wiretapped the entire country. And I remember Obama. I remember when he was coming up in 07, I was so happy. He said, we're going to stop this NSA spying. We can have freedom and still be secure. And I remember the day he abolished the NSA, and the rest is history. Oh, wait, that's right. He started creeping on us even more pervily.
Did
the same thing. I forgot. Nobel Peace Perv.
You know.
Oh, and you know what's funny, too? Let me say one more point about this. When it was found out that Bill Gates was licking Jeffrey Epstein's boot to get a Nobel Peace Prize, something that you heard... Something that you heard from me here. I wonder what Obama did for that Nobel Peace Prize.
Well, he's not above being grabbed by the ears and taken from behind. Ask Michael Obama. Okay, yeah. Ask Michael Obama. But one thing I gotta say is, we talk about Joe Biden, grabbing women and little girls and, standing behind them, sniffing them. You know, what do you guys think the NSA is doing?
Oh, wait.
Come on,
My favorite thing is the Taliban in the Afghanistan, like, you know, like, okay, I'm sorry, but it's just like the Taliban is in the capital, and then Joe Biden is like sniffing one of their hairs. Come on.
Yeah.
That was pretty sexy, dude. And I think we have Tony back.
All right, but Tony, it, you there, bro?
Okay. I am here.
I want to tell you something, Tony. With myself being a target individual, I've had to learn how to be my own IT guy. I've learned how to be my own security guy. I've learned how to do so many things that, you know, are actually promised to me as an American citizen, but I've had to learn to do for myself just to be able to peel these jackasses off me. I have to have several different internet connections for different companies just to be able to do this show. So I feel your pain there with your Wi-Fi connection, but we're going to take as much time with you as we need for you to get your full story out. So don't feel like you're going to get cheated or anything. We're gonna work with you.
I really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
All right.
So if you could recap what you were saying, because you were cutting out like big time.
Yeah, what I was saying is, like, the harassment doesn't bother me so much, and I think they know that. Like, the following me around, the brightening me with light, I don't really care for all that. It's more like being hit with these sonic attack, microwave, direct energy attacks that they're hitting me in the apartment or wherever I'm at. Even when I'm out, I could be at a supermarket, I'm getting hit. They'll have somebody near me with luggages or suitcases, and I got... you know, like, I can feel it. Like, I can just feel my nervous system and it's being hit bad. And I know South Shore Hospital, not to get off topic, they definitely chipped me in 2010. So...
Well, hold on. Before we go into the chipping area, let's talk about these sonic attacks. Because, actually, I've got an update for you guys on that little subject. Just... quite recently, again, Havana Syndrome has hit Germany.
Oh, I missed this.
U.S. Embassy citizens.
Sprechen Sie Deutsch?
U.S. Embassy diplomats have been hit with radio frequency attacks, suffering all the same symptoms in which Tony here is speaking about. Same symptoms.
Yeah,
it's not real for the citizen to experience it.
Hey, Tony, have you heard about
the government official?
Yes,
feels it.
Tony, have you heard about Havana Syndrome?
I did. I learned a lot of this from Karen Stewart. Like, because in the beginning, I didn't know what the hell was going on. Like, I thought I was in a movie, to be honest with you guys. I didn't know what was going on. Mm-hmm. I learned so much about this program from her. And just, you know, me doing my own personal detective work and just, you know, doing my own investigation. I learned a lot.
Getting back to the original question, which took us down this rabbit hole, which was YouTube originally put a strike or took down one of your videos, and you were describing that video, and you're going to tell us why that video got struck.
Right. So they told me that I violated it. They didn't give me a direct answer. They just, in the email, they said that I violated their terms. That was it. For harassment. Me filming the police was harassment to them. So it got shut down. I appealed it, and then I want to say about 3 or 4 in the morning of that same night, I get an email saying your account, Your YouTube channel has been terminated. We end up checking all your videos and find that it violates the term of harassment. So apparently I was
harassed. When was this?
This was maybe last year, 2020.
Wow. Now, I got to ask, what kind of content, was it just audits on your channel? Or what do you think, because, I mean, there's other people that they do audits and they make a living off of that.
Right. I had a few audit videos, maybe like 2 or 3, but a lot of my videos were confronting these people. You know, just like the vehicle sitting out front of my house, or the people following me in every location I would go. It was just a lot of videos of me just vlogging and documenting my harassment and just like documenting these people that were following me and this and that. Well, so
you
just
still have Let me
guess the dial down.
I got a lot of evidence, man. I got videos of them sitting outside with like red flasher lights. You know, the sign is like satanic.
Yes. But I want to point out for the people, that is the difference, okay, between a regular auditor and a targeted individual who's auditing. Okay, yeah. A regular auditor is, the cops are going to stay away from you. They don't want to be around you because you're exposing them. A targeted individual who is actually getting evidence of them being targeted, that has to be taken down. That is actual evidence of police harassment. Now, if YouTube is going to support this illegal activity by getting rid of people's evidence, well, I mean, that tells you that they're part of the corrupt establishment, and we know they are because YouTube's owned by Google, and Google's owned by the CIA.
Yep.
Okay? So that is evidence. And that's the difference between a regular citizen and a targeted individual. Even though you didn't break any terms, any TOS agreements, you can't have evidence. But I'm going to tell you what, my man. Hop onto my new platform, tlbtalk.com. I want you to upload your videos there. They'll never be taken down.
Send me a friend request so I can watch them. So yeah. I want to get into your story too, but I know in a few more minutes we're coming up at the top of the hour. Then we have our break there, and then we got a pretty much that full hour, maybe one break in the next hour. But tell me some of the stuff that you filmed for harassment, and do you still have any of those? Did you have your videos backed up? But yeah, tell people what the content was like. What were you filming?
A lot of the videos would be like, you know, cars sitting outside, like one headlight, a lot of like colorful cars sitting at like bus stops, just strange stuff like that, or you know, having people wearing army sit outside looking up at the window. You know, like, these people didn't make it obvious. They were just like, hey, we're watching you and we want you to know we're watching you, you know. So a lot of bizarre stuff like that, and just like you know, they'll send people like spitting. They used to send people, you know, to play with their private area, rub their private area. That was a form of harassment. Or they'd come and mommy in a laundromat. There'd be like 20 free wash machines, but they had to have like 3 or 6 people on each side of me so they can like, you know, harass me. Or they'll start dusting their clothes on my clean clothes. You know, they did like little pity stuff. You know, like little pity stuff to try to aggravate me.
Yeah. And people, you know? I want you to cross-reference this with my own story. For the whole 2 weeks I had gang stalking, it was by old people. I would go to the park or go to Walmart. It doesn't matter. Wherever I had my vehicle, I left my home and to go out somewhere and park, there was always somebody to park right next to me or very close to me. Who would pull out a newspaper or a tablet, who wore a retired Navy or retired Army, retired Navy SEALs, a baseball cap. It wasn't until I started approaching these people, like going up right next to the vehicle, writing down the license plate numbers, and you know, I did that, you know, the two fingers, eye to eye, I see you, that stopped. They got scared. I suggest everyone who's going through this with obvious former military personnel, do this to them. They'll leave you alone. They're not going to risk their lives. You know, some big old black dude's coming up, you know, hyped up, ready to drag him out of the vehicle, beat the crap out of him. At least that's what they think. They're not going to risk their lives for these people. So, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, these people are brutal, man. I mean, these people, I mean, I don't even have my license anymore. These people caused an accident, got in a bad accident, and the person was drunk, and they covered up. I ended up losing that trial, man. It's so messed up what these people did. They have destroyed every bit of quality of life that I have left. It's disgusting.
Yeah.
On the other side of the break, let's get into the full story here, lay it all out for people to understand chronologically. And then after that, let's see what we can do to try to help you out. Because and if you're still in Mass, man, shoot. If I win the lottery, I'll come hang out with you for a few weeks and I'll get some footage of these TIs. I'll put
honestly,
them in their place,
man,
too.
I'm back in New York. I've been in New York since December of 2019. But honestly, man, I hate it here. It's a Democrat state. I'm ready to like either move to Texas or Florida. I'm
going to tell you the hot spots for targeted individuals. It's California, Texas, Florida, and New York.
Hot spots are good or bad? Like
Massachusetts wasn't so bad for me.
As in bad. Well, I mean, Massachusetts has its own reputation for everything bad. But those are the hot spots you don't want to be in. You want to go to somewhere that's less populated and where you can actually get better evidence. Because if you're in a less populated area and these weird things keep happening to you, it becomes less happenstance.
They kind of forced me out of Mass. You know, when the accident happened, I lost my job. I became homeless. I had no family in Mass. I had to move back to New York. So it was just I had no choice.
That's the TI story. It matches every time.
And now when I moved to New York, I didn't think it was going to be this extreme. I mean, I got like, you know, Dominican gangs after me, the local police, the FBI.
Oh, we
got to
talk about that. My man, we got to talk about that. We got to take this half show break. We'll be right back, okay?
Sure.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.